The remaining residents in St George will meet at the town's showgrounds this morning for a final evacuation. Floodwaters have now cut off the southern Queensland town. Thousands of people fled yesterday in the largest mandatory evacuation in Queensland's history. In northern New South Wales, meanwhile, flood-stricken communities are beginning the huge task of cleaning up. About 10,000 people are returning to their homes in Moree. Emergency workers are bracing for yet another wave of flooding further inland as waters move down from Queensland. Filmmaker James Cameron has paid tribute to two of his long-time collaborators who were killed in a chopper crash on the New South Wales south coast of the weekend. Australian writer-producer Andrew White and American cinematographer Mike DeGruy died when the helicopter crashed and burst into flames shortly after taking off from Nowra Airport. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has described as a travesty Russia and China's veto of a UN resolution against Syria. The double veto of the Security Council resolution has drawn an angry reaction from around the world. The city of Homs remains under siege, and rebel fighters say army tanks and artillery are closing in on areas under their control. And snow and freezing weather are continuing to wreak havoc and death across Europe. More than 260 people have died, most of them in Ukraine. Many airports are shut and highways are gridlocked. In London, Heathrow Airport has cancelled about a third of its flights, and the big freeze is threatening to cripple much of Britain.